So Yaakov Yitzchok and Baakov Yitzchok. That means that Akko constitutes the northern limit. And Akko itself is already north of Eretz Yisrael, Akko itself. V'erimim, hoyo mahalich me'akko l'gziv, mimilei l'mizrach ha'derech t'meyo mishim Eretz Amin, d'chachomim mo'gei zatumei, and chutz lo'aretz. So, if he was walking from Akko to Gziv, mimilei l'mizrach ha'derech, on the right, so it's tumei, it's chutz lo'aretz. ופטור מן המייסם להשוויץ, השיבו ללוח שחייבס. מסמין למייר בדרך, תהירו משמר את העמים, וחייבס במייסר ומשוויץ, השיבו ללוח שיפטור. Now here there is a very strange Rashi. ממיני, למימר את האקו לצפין את ארץ ישראל קיימה, בסיף הצוף. And the Akko itself is already north of ארץ ישראל. Because the Mishnah says, the Akko kitzof. But we see that Akko is not north of Eretz Yisrael. From this, Braise, and it is Sefti. Mimini l'mizrach ha'derech, hashte mashmeron, the Akko kaimen b'gvul mizrocha shel Eretz Yisrael. Now it's very strange. I mean, everybody knows that Akko is a port. It's on the Mediterranean Sea. It's on the Meirim. It's on the Meirim of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, everybody knows that. So that's the Ramban's kashi against Rashi. I mean, it's him. Sidor Yudua. Now let's say, let's visualize, now this Gemara, so this is Mizrech, this is Maile, this is Doren, this is Sof. So Rashi says, Hashto, Mashmalon, the Akko Kaimo Bigvul Mizroch Shal Yisrael. Actually, I live with the MS. I mean, the Rashi is very strange. I live with the MS, so Akko, if this is Maile, here is the Mediterranean Sea, so Akko is here. Let's say Gziv is further north. So let's say, so this is the path that leads, let's say, from Akko to Gziv. But he says, Hashte Mashmalon, the Akko kaimo bigvul mizrocha shel Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, the Akko is here again. So we have to visualize the Akko is here. The Akko is here. Moshuch mikzei atzveinis. Now this is tough. So it's Moshuch, Akko is Moshuch, Mikzei HaTzveinis, Yemo Yemayim Utsal Adon. Uksiv B'Mikzei HaMizroch HaTzveinis. So Gziv is here. Gziv is here. So V'Derech HaMaleches Me'Akko L'Gziv. So if somebody walks here, now this of course is Chutz Lo'aretz, because the Gemara is assuming that Akko is on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. So this is Eretz Yisrael. This is the Ripua of Eretz Yisrael. So if Akko is on the eastern border, so then, and it's Moshuch, a little bit to the Sadadore, now Gziv is here. So, and then, so, let's say, if Akko, now, who you hilach ma'akko l'gziv? So let's say, this is Akko. And then he walks out of Akko, towards Gziv. So, Hoya Hilach Ma'akko L'Gziv, so that means, as he walks here, on the, at the eastern border, so, Memin El Mizrach HaDerech, so it's Tmeyo, that's Chutz Lo'aretz. Mismeil L'Mayr HaDerech is Tehero. So, if the Mishnah didn't say, Me'akko L'Tzof, Me'akko L'Tzof, then there would be no difficulty in this. With this kind of an image. In other words, that this, here is Akko, and then he walks out of Akko, north of Akko, at the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. So, Mimini Mizrach HaDerech is Chutz Lo'aretz, and Mismeil Mardo is all of Eretz Yisrael. But, according to this, this is, if we'll assume that Akko itself is south of Eretz Yisrael. If Akko itself is south of Eretz Yisrael, so then, Hoyo Hilach Ma'akko L'Gziv, as he walks northward, so Mimini L'Mizrach HaDerech, so he's Chutz Lo'aretz, and L'Mayim HaDerech is Eretz Yisrael, he has the whole terrain of Eretz Yisrael, Mismele, and west. But the Mishnah says that Yaakov Ritzofen Be'Akov Kitzofen. Be'Akov Kitzofen. So Akko itself, so here is already Chutzlo, is already north of Eretz Yisrael. Akko is not south of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if let's say the northern border would be this, okay, so then there would be no difficulty. So in other words, so we would say, Miminu Mizradach, but Be'Akko Kitzofen. So here it's already Chutzlore. So that means that all of north of here, now let's see, here is the northern border. So every piece of territory north of here is already Chutzlore. So how can he say mismele, Limayre Vaderech, so you see, is Toya, is Eretz Yisrael? Is Eretz Yisrael? This is the Gemara's Kash. So, Hashle Mashmo, the Akko Kaimu, the Gemara's Rochus, the Eretz Yisrael. Moshoch Mikzea Tzvenis, Yemu Yemai, Vitzalador, Ugziv Mikzea Mizrochis Tzvenis, Viderech Amaleches, Niako Ugziv, Hoyo Gvul Mizrech, the Eretz Yisrael. Hilkach, Kishemahalich, Niako Ugziv, that Dor Mitzok, Mavimin and Mizrochis Adelech. May you are a Chilimina Msilo. משמרץ העם בגלל אותו מלא ארץ העם ופטורו כדין חוץ לארץ עד שיבוא ללוח כלים מלאים הם חסקס ימין הדרך שמיעקב עציב ארץ העם אלו אם כי טוב ולמו כי שאימו לו בוקי כאן הדרך מסקי ונכנס לשיחי ארץ ישראל קצס וימין הדרך עלי ארץ ישראל so the Gemara say עד היכון עצי רבי שמואל רבי יסי עם המשמור ועד לבלבו so it's much more from this price that Akko itself is not Chutz Loretz. Akko itself is not Chutz Loretz, and only when he starts walking out north of Akko. So then, to the right is Chutz Loretz, to the left is Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Mishneh, so even Akko itself is Chutz Loretz. So north of this line is all Chutz Loretz. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye Ritzui Nafki. Now, the diagram, I mean, is certainly not accurate, the diagram, because you can't tell anything. I mean, from the diagram. So, I mean, according to the diagram, according to the diagram, so Akko is on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, Akko. And that's against the Metzias. But Rashi himself says, Beferesh. Now, so we'll see. So Rashi says, Ritzu and Akko, Leilom, Akko, Bitzofei, Rivua, the Eretz Yisrael. Elosher, Ritzu, Ktsoro, Yeitzi, Seit, Miako, Litzatzofei, Vihi, Me, Eretz Yisrael. Now, this is a very strange Rashi. So Rashi is contrary to Metzias. Now, the Asamu say that according to Rashi, I mean, Rashi couldn't deny the Metzias, I mean, the Metzias is that Akko is a port. It's on the Mediterranean Sea. The Mediterranean Sea, that's the Meirib, that's the western border of Eretz Yisrael. So how can Rashi say that Akko is here or Akko is here? So the Asamu say that there are two Akkos in order to explain this Rashi. That there are two Akkos according to Rashi. In other words, the Akko that we know, which is called today Akko, that's a port, that's on the Mediterranean Sea. But there is another Akko. And in other words, and when the Mishnah discusses Me'akov Ritzofen, Ve'akov Kitzofen, or when the Braise, the Sefte, the Holes mentions Hoyom Halach Me'akov Ziv, it's not referring to the Akko of today that we know, that is a port on the Mediterranean Sea. But it's referring to a different Akko that was on the Eastern Wall. I mean, the Kaftar Ferach mentions it. But that's very, very strange. That's very, very strange. Now, so, but it seems to me that from Rashi's Loshen it's only Mashma. Why is Rashi Midayik? Rashi is Midayik. Hashte Mashma. The Akko Kaimo Bigvul Mizrocho Shel Eretz Yisrael. Why does he say Hashte Mashma? Makom Mizradeach, Mashma. The Akko Kaimo Bigvul Mizrocho. So why Hashte now? Now has the implication only now in the Havamin of the Gemara. In the Habamin of the Gemara, it was assumed that Akko is Lemizrocha Shoyat Israel, but not only the Maskone. So that was really, we have to say, according to Rashi, not that there are two Akkos. That was really, of course, according to the Habamin of the Gemara, so we would have to say, it's not shy to say Habamin, contrary to the obvious geography of Eretz Israel. So in other words, we have to say, according to the Habamin of the Gemara, we would have to assume that there are two Akkos, because there is one Akko that is called Akko today, and as a matter of fact, it's mentioned in Sheftim, it's mentioned Akko, and from there it appears that it's on the Yam. So in other words, so there are two Akkos besides the Akko that is on the Yam, so there is also another Akko, according to Habamin, but not according to Maskon. That's why Rashi says, Hashte Mashmo. Now, so the Gemara says, now, this diagram, according to this diagram, Akko is on the eastern border, according to this diagram. So I don't know whether this diagram was made by Rashi himself. I don't know. I mean, maybe it was made by someone who wanted to explain the Rashi, to make it more easy. So he put in a diagram. I'm not so sure about all the diagrams in Rashi or the diagrams in the Ramban, in the Ritva. I don't know whether these diagrams are authentic. Whether they were made by the Rishonim themselves, maybe someone, in order to explain, to make it easier to understand. So you put in a diagram. So maybe the diagram is completely wrong, and it's not made by Rashi, by somebody else. And if it was made by Rashi, so Rashi made this diagram according to the Habamin of the Gemara, but it's not a diagram that is to be considered according to Maskon of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Omar Abaye Ritzuye Nafke. What does it mean, Ritzuye Nafke? Ritzuye Nafke Leil Omar Kobitzofein Ribuye De'at Yisrael. Elo She Ritzuo Ktzor Oyeitziseit Me'akol Mitzatzof Ve'at Yisrael. In other words, now the Gemara is saying that Akko is on the western border near the Yam, as it is b'mtzias. So Mimele, so apparently we have to say, when we go over the Ramban, even though the Ramban doesn't explain the whole Gemara the way Rashi does, but it's very likely that Maskone of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is the same as the Maskone of the Gemara, according to Ramban. Except that according to Ramban, the Gemara knew all the time that Akko is at the western border. And according to Rashi, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that Akko is at the eastern border. So now the Ramban says that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so when the Braise says, Hoyom Halich Ma'akov Ixiv, now let's say, this is Akko. So Akko has, this is Akko. Now, Akko has a western zone. So let's say this box is the western zone of Akko. Mamish and the Yav. And this is the eastern zone of Akko. And Hoyom Halech Ma'akol Ixiv, according to the Ramban, we'll see in the Ramban, so in other words, he's walking out of Akko, he's walking out of from Akko to Ixiv, from Akko to Ixiv, and he walks here in the middle. He says the Ritzuye, he walks, his path is in the middle of Akko. So in other words, this is the western zone, and this is the eastern zone of Akko, and this is the western zone of Akko. And here, so is a line at the midpoint, in the midst of the width of Akko. So he walks. So then, and Yehoyomah. So immediately, Mizr Chaderech. So this is the Ritzuye. The Ritzuye consists of the whole thing. In other words, this is the whole Ritzuye, but it has an eastern zone. This is the eastern zone of the Ritzuye, and this is the western zone of the Ritzuye. And he walks from Akko, from the midpoint of Akko, he walks like this, all the way up to Gziv. So Mimine Mizrach HaDerech, so Ismail. Mimine Mizrach HaDerech, these are the Ramban experts. Mimine Mizrach HaDerech Ismail. In other words, the eastern zone of this Yitzhuye is Tome. And Mismail and Mimine HaDerech, the western zone, is Tome. Now, in the Havamin of the Gemore, the Gemore assumed that he walked, the Ramban says, in the Havamin of the Gemore assumed that the one, that when the Braise says, Oyom Halich, Miyakov Gziv, so he was walking at the eastern border of the whole Ritzui. He was walking here. But then, according to Maskon of the Gemore, he is not walking at the eastern border of the Ritzuye, but he is walking in the middle of the Ritzuye. He is walking in the middle of the Ritzuye. So Mimine Mizrach HaDerech, so he's Meyo. Mimine Mizrach HaDerech is Meyo. And Mismeyo Imayo HaDerech is Teyo. Now it's not so difficult. Because true, that is Meyakov Kitzofen, Veyakov Kitzofen. So that means now the Yerushalmi says that Akko has two halves. Now, usually, so at first blush, everyone would assume that when the Yerushalmi talks of two halves of Akko, and the Eretz Yisrael zone of Akko, and the Chutz Laaretz zone of Akko, that is divided into the southern zone and the northern zone. The southern zone and the northern zone. Let's say this is, draw a line like this. Now this whole thing is Akko. These two boxes are Akko. So, if not for the Ramban, one would be tempted to assume that since the Yerushalmi mentions and all the Rishini mention it, Heitzel mentioned, the Ramban mentioned it, all the Rishini mentioned that Yerushalmi, there are two zones in Akko. So which half of Akko, which zone of Akko is Eretz Yisrael? The one that is Litzad Doren. So in other words, this is Doren, and this is Sofen. So this is Eretz Yisrael, and this is Chutz Laaretz. But from the Ramban it's not Mashma that way. From the Ramban it's Mashma that the western zone of Akko, so is Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, this and this is Eretz Yisrael. Now, when we say Me'akov Kitzofen, Me'akov Kitzofen, so it means this and this. The Gemara says Me'akov Kitzofen, Me'akov Kitzofen. So that means that starting here. So it's already Chutz Laaretz, starting here. But it's already Chutz Laaretz, in other words, and the eastern zone. But here it's still Eretz Yisrael. So then, as he walks in the middle of the Ritzuye, so then, Mimin Mizrach HaDerech, Mimine Mizrach HaDerech, so Utneyo Mishmeretz Ha'ami. So here is Tomer. Mismeyo Mizrach HaDerech, so it's Eretz Yisrael. And when the Mishnah says, Me'akko Kitzofen, Ve'akko Kitzofen, it doesn't mean the whole thing of Akko is north of Eretz Yisrael. It only means that this part, this western zone, this eastern zone of Akko, is Kitzof, is north of Eretz Yisrael. But the western zone of Akko, this and this, is part of Eretz Yisrael. And then, as he starts walking here, in the middle of the Ritzuye, so, Mimino Mizadrech, so all the whole Ritzuye, the whole terrain that stretches out and extends up to Gziv, is Chutz Laaretz. So, beyond that, So he said, is Chutz Laaretz, and And so of course here there is no doubt, I mean, of course it's Chutz Loretz. But even this part is Chutz Loretz. But this whole thing, from this whole thing up to Gziv, is Eretz Yisrael. This is how the Ramban explains it. But the Ramban, so Rashi could also explain it that way. But the only difference between Rashi's pshat and the Ramban's pshat consists in the fact that whereas according to Rashi, so the Habamin of the Gemara was the Taco is on the eastern border, and then the Gemara says that Akko is on the western border, and the Hoyohelik Ma'akko Exiv. So means that he was walking here, and this is Eretz Yisrael. The western zone of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. The western, and in respect to this western zone of Akko, the Mishnah doesn't say Me'akko Litzofen, Me'akko Kitzofen. When the Mishnah says Me'akko Litzofen, Me'akko Kitzofen, the Mishnah limits itself to the eastern zone of Akko. But it does not refer to the western zone of Akko. Now the Braise in Oles tells us that he, Hoyo Helich, Me'akol Exiv, here. So, I mean, about this, we it's needless even to be mentioned. It goes without saying that here. But even this part of the Ritzuye, the eastern zone of the Ritzuye, that stretches out, that extends from the eastern zone of Akko to the eastern zone of Gziv, is also Chutz Loretz. Mashein Kein, the western part of the Ritzuye that extends from the western zone of Akko, and the western zone of Akko is completely Eretz Yisrael. So this part of the Ritzuye that extends from the western zone of Akko is all of Eretz Yisrael. Is considered Eretz Yisrael. When does it become Chutz Loretz? And the eastern, after Gziv, from Gzivah. This is how the Ramban explains it, the Maskon of the Gemara, but, and Rashi can also explain it. Rashi doesn't say anything, but it's Mashma from Rashi's Loshen that hash the Mashmalon, the Akko Kaimo Bigul Mizrocha Shal Eretz Yisrael. Hash the Mashmalon, the Akko Kaimo Bigul Mizrocha Shal Eretz Yisrael. That only in the Havamini. But according to Ramban, it's inconceivable that the Gemara should even have a Havamini that Akko is on the eastern border, because you know Akko is a port, is on the Mediterranean Sea. So he says that according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so the when the Braise says, Hoyo Mahalich Me'akko Exiv, Mimini Mizrach, it means he walks at the eastern border of the Ritzui. But when now the Gemara, the Maskon of the Gemara is that when the Braise in Ole says, if he doesn't have reference to someone who walks here at the eastern border of Akko, of the Ritzuye, but at the midpoint of the Ritzuye. Now you can see the Ramban inside. So you can see, I mean, and then you can even take a look at the diagram. The diagram in Rashi, either it's an erroneous diagram, it was put in by somebody else, or if Rashi put it in, so first of all, if Rashi put it in, so in the course of the years, it might have been changed, you know, the diagram. But if Rashi put it in the way it appears now, so that diagram was put in by Rashi to explain the Havamin, not the Maskon. Why should Rashi make a diagram to explain the Havamin and not the Maskon? All right. Maybe because according to Maskon it's not so difficult, but according to Havamin it's very strange, so that's why he put in the diagram. I don't know who put in the diagram. Now let's see the Ramban. Avol Ritzu Enak, Pirish Rashi, Me'eretz Yisrael, Me'akov Mizrocha Shal Ritzu, Me'akshi, Umichshi V'chod Ritzu Yilas Nuchal Yisimone, that's the Gemara's Kashi, we didn't go over it. V'Rimechveli, what kind of a Kashi is it? Didil Mo Ritzu Egdeilo Yiso, V'su Koshali, Umay, Omalei, Litanali, Maya, Ikelei, Litanali, Misne, V'alikol Ritzoch Lidwe, I mean, what kind of a Kashi is? Umichshi V'ritzu Yikol Kach, whether large or small, we have to know the dinim. Suppose someone, even if it is as small as this room, this Ritzui, we still have to know the name. What if somebody plans something? Is a Chayim to be the Maizos and Atami? That is not important as to whether it's a big Ritzui or a small Ritzui. And a small Ritzui, you also have to know the status of a small Ritzui. All right. That's the same kasha that Tesis says against Rashi. So Akko is on the eastern border. Why? Because in the Mediterranean Sea you have fish. So we see. So Akko is on the Mediterranean Sea. I will kacha neimer miticha deichak. The mikore kosal kedai toch the Akko litzof in Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael mirubas meisei atzad umeisei atzad umi Akko veilich vi Akko bichlal chutz loretz. As I said before, so Mikore consulted Aitor to Gemore knew the identity and the location of Akko. But the Gemore thought that this is Hoyo Mahalich, Mi Akko Lixiv, so it means here. So Gemore is. So guy dachte zum mir soll ich so das soll nur was mit der zarte marke will war kommt klar gut läuft weil dann nach getroffen aber mir soll da stand bin nur zu nach gemerkt das soll so mit sagt mal und bo hot jako wie nimm sich es ui so mit zio hat gesehen wie hot jako gut mit so mit zio mit so mir das soll und bo schon schon mir sehen nur mir jako mit so mit jako in other words when the mishne says mir jako mit so mit jako the mishne has reference to the eastern zone of Akko. That's Chutzlaretz. That's north of Eretz Yisrael. V'aderech shel Yaakov Ikziv Mutzas. But the western zone is not north of Eretz Yisrael. That's at the southern end of the western zone of Akko is at the southern end of Eretz Yisrael. But not north of Eretz Yisrael because it's still Eretz Yisrael. The western zone is still Eretz Yisrael. ובו שנינו בחוץ עכו חוץ מישראל ישראל בחוץ עכו חוץ מישראל ביצור בצור ישראל בו שנינו משסינים מהקיצור והקביצור והדרך של עכו נציב ממוצעס it's in the midpoint of the ביצור בחוץ עכו ומכוונס מעכו נציב ואמר לו במינו מזה דרך מיו וסמין מרב דרך תירו שיעיסו ביצור שיעיצו מארץ ישראל והקשינו נמכין עכו לאב נתרים לארץ ישראל קיימי כי יו יפתן לסימונה מן הדרך שילחס מעכו נציב לא ימתני שביל הדרך עצמו בלבד אלא מפני שהדרך מכוונת למזרח עכו, ראים כאילו חוט מתוח ממזרח עכו עד גזיב, ויהיה מארץ ישראל. אלא היא אמרים, עכו מצווה לארץ ישראל קיימת, ומחצו של מזרח לצוף נעצי ואין לו, הוא מחוץ לארץ כתנם עכו לצוף ועכו לצוף, אם כן אין הסימן של ההילך מעכו לגזיב, אלא משביל הדרך עצמה, ויהיו יפתע לסימונת, של גמורת, של הברית. גמורת זה קשה. למה אם רפמתיס נשנית הפיירס, that Akko is already north, all of Akko is already north of the whole Ribua of Eretz Yisrael. But from the Braisa in the Halles, it's mashma that with the beginning of Akko, so the Ribua of Eretz Yisrael doesn't end. ורמינו הוי מלך מעכו לגזיב מינו לזרחת דרך מיום שמרץ העמים ופטור מן המאיסר מהשביעיס עד שיבוד לוח שיחייבס עד שיחייבס מסמינו מהרב דרך תירום שמרץ העמים חייבו על מאיסר שביעיס עד שיבוד לוח שיהיה פטור עד יזנה לגזיב רבי שמואל רבי יסים ושמוע ועד לבאו אומר רבי ריצו עיניו So what does it mean ריצו עיניו that it comes out here so then the Gemara is the next kasha according to the Rambam the Rambam is against Rashi what kind of a kasha Gemara is it? V'yoyiv tane simone hoche. Of course it's important. Large or small, we have to know the status. So he says, but according to the Rambam, the Gemara's kasha is as follows. Now you say that the Ritzui comes out here in the midpoint, not here. So bishleime, if the Braise In all this, when it says Hoyo Malach HaKlugzid, it has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the Holy Tzuye. So then he tells us that from here, and Atzeit Kol HaElom, so it's already Chutz Loretz. So that's why he has to give us a simen. But according to what you say now, that Ritzui Nafken, it comes out from the midpoint, not that the one who walks, Miakol Exiv, walks here at the eastern border, but he walks here, in the middle. So in the middle of the Ritzui, so Mimele is not giving us a simen as to the status of the whole terrain at Seif Kolel. If we were to assume that the Braise, when it says Hoyom Halich Me'akol Exil, has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the whole Ritzuye, so the simen is being given by the Tane in respect to the whole terrain east of that borderline. So that's so Miller, there couldn't be any confusion, there couldn't be any mistakes. But now that you'd say that the Braise has reference to someone walks at the midpoint and no path is a straight path. So it's misake. Sometimes it goes zigzag like this, sometimes it goes zigzag like this, and again like this. So how can he viyoyiv? So how can the Braise give a simen on a small strip? Because if we say that the Braise has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border, so then the simen is given not just on a small area, on a small strip. Then the simen is given that from here on, it's Chutz Loretz, Atzeif Kol HaElom. So even though the derech is misake, but it's still a good simen. I mean, without any confusion with that. But now that you say that the Tane is not giving us a simen on the whole terrain east of the line on which he's walking, because as far as this is concerned, so that of course is Chutz Loretz. He's giving us a simen on a small strip. Now, a small strip, so sometimes we might be misled, because no path is a straight path, so it goes zigzag, this way, that way. So why does he give us a simen? So going to the terrace, we find in Chagad Shem Bishile, over there too it was also zigzag. No actual path is a straight line. And still the posse gives a simen. So here too, the Tani gives a simen. So true that sometimes it might be misakim the derech, and then that simen wouldn't apply. So that's why he says, Achi yivod aloch, but on the whole, if it's not Yivod Aloch, so then we can safely assume that this is the right thing. This is what he says. Vakshinon, im kinakol av letzvein lera tzishol kain, ki yo yivtani simonim in aderach shilechet makul ikziv, lo im ipnei shvil aderach ha'atzmo bilvad, el ipnei shaderach mechovenes limizrach rak. So then it was all right. If we say that the Braise has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border, so then there is no difficulty in the Tani giving a simen. Because then he gives a simen as to a limitless terrain. In other words, east of that line upon which he is walking, so is Chutz Loretz. So, Roini sikil chut potuach no mizrach hakol. עד גזיב היא בארץ ישראל. אלוהי אמרים הכל לצבין את ארץ ישראל קיימי. ומחצי שבמזרח ולצוף נעצבי לו הוא מחוץ לארץ. But now you say that in other words, that only this, the eastern zone is חוץ לארץ. The eastern zone of Akko. But this is ארץ ישראל. So the mail you have to say that Hoyo Malach Makul Gziv has reference to someone who walks just in the middle. So the simon is not given for the limitless terrain east of this line. The simen is given only for a small strip. East of this line, this small strip. And since the derech is misake, like all drachim, so the melee, it might be misleading. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, we find that the Pasuk itself gives a siman, even though there it was not absolutely accurate, the siman either. Because every derech, there is no derech that is mamish a straight line. So, there is a certain point that it gets off the tangent, and still the Pasuk gives a siman. So here too, even though at certain points it gets off the tangent, zigzag, but the Tanya of the price, it gives us a siman. So we can say, in order to explain the Rashi, to reduce the difficulty in Rashi to a minimum, that according to Maskone, Rashi explains the Gemara like the Ramban. But the difference between the Ramban and Rashi is in the Havan. Right. Now the Gemara is the Kashi. V'yoyiv Tane Simone. So Rashi. V'yoyiv Tane Simone. Atmuye mitan. Mir shive chode ritzuye. Liasnuche Tane Simone alo. So the Gemara says, Chonami Yoiv Simone. Chonami Yoiv Simone. Dichsi vayeyu in echagan Hashem bishilem yom yomim asha mitzvino li beiseil mizrocho ha-shemesh limsilo hoele mi beiseil shchemo min egev lulveino. Chonami Yoiv Simone, ritzuye ke misilo. Vyom rav popol mizrocho shom misilo. Come, Akro, the Kaima Shile, the Mitzvain Libeselzi, Valkoch, Mizroch Hashemesh, Am Silokoi, Shilo Mitzof Libesel, Mizroch Hashem Silo, Uvidre Moshe Leveino. Now, let's see the thesis, the two small thesis. Hoi Gassin a bit is F, Mimini Mizrachaderech, Viloi Gassin and Vimine, the Chim Shelech Meakol Exif, Leilom Yimine Havel Mizrachaderech. There was another girsi. Hoya mahalich makol gziv. Veyimine lemizrach haderech. Veyimine yudevo. So lemizrach haderech is meyom shmeretz ami. So he says we are not geres veyimine, because if we are geres veyimine, so in other words, so then it implies that it's possible that the yimine is not the Mizrach HaDerech. So he says it's impossible. It has to be. It has to be Yimine the Mizrach HaDerech. V'lo yasinu Yimine, d'chim sheilach ma'akul gziv, leilam Yimine av the Mizrach HaDerech. U'mi yishleima, dipomim ma'aderech misakei, ve'in Yimine the Mizrach. So in other words, in order to give us a simen, so memele, we have to make sure that the Yimine is the Mizrach HaDerech. In other words, sometimes the Derech misakei, like Lincoln. So you can never tell how it goes, whether from north to south, from south to north, or from east to west. So immediately, the Braise tells us, Ve'yimine l'mizrach haderech. V'yoyiv tane simone hoche, pirish bikuntres, u'mich shivechod ritzuye la'asnucha b'simone. V'kosh at the same kasha that the Ramban raises. V'chein l'itane l'itzayim v'le Eretz Yisrael. So according to Ramban's pshat, we understand. So the Gemara's kasha is, now that you say that the misilo, the path, is at the midpoint, so the Tana is not advising us a simen, a clue as to a limitless terrain. Bishlemi, if we say that the Tana has reference to the one who walks on the eastern border, so the Tana is giving us a clue as to a limitless terrain. So, but now that you tell us that he walks in the middle, so he's only giving us a clue as to a small area, and in that small area sometimes it's misakeim and it goes zigzag. So why give us a siman when it might mislead us? So, but according to Rashi, so the question is, why not? So what difference does it make? הוא פשוט גודל, מרשים יחוד ריצוי לי סנוח אבי סימון. Now, so, it's possible to say that since Rashi explains, now Rashi doesn't say anything, what is the maskon of the Gemara. Rashi only explains the halakha of the Gemara. He doesn't say anything. But why not explain the maskon of the Gemara in Rashi in the same, according to the same lines of the Ramban? It's possible. But one could argue, no. Apparently, Rashi does not explain maskone of the Gemara the way the Ramban does. Because if Rashi says that the kasha of the Gemara is v'yoyiv tani simone at muye mitam mirshi v'chod ritzuye la'asniche tani simone al, he doesn't say like the Ramban. So then you could say it seems the Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara's Kashi the way the Ramban does, that Rashi's pshat in the maskon of the Gemara is not like the Ramban's. Because if Rashi's pshat in the maskon of the Gemara had been like the Ramban, why should Rashi say that the Gemara's Kashi is at muyim mitame mirshi v'chod ritzuye la'asnuch etane simone al la'asnuch etane simone al? So memele, then you could say, and that's, there is a possibility that according to Rashi, so true, that we have to say. Otherwise, the Rashi is very strange. That we have to say. That when Rashi says that Akko is on the eastern border, so Rashi was just explaining the Havamah of the Gemara. As it's Mashma, from Rashi's Loshna, Hashte Mashma. The implication being only Hashte, but not according to Maskone. But maybe, according to Rashi, true, that in Maskon of the Gemara says that Akko is on the western border, but not as the Ramban says, that the Maskon of the Gemara says that Hoyo Hilech Makom Ziv has reference to someone who walks in the middle of the Ritzui. No, that Rashi says, according to Maskon of the Gemara, so the price is reference to someone who walks on the eastern border, and then it would follow. You see, because according to the Ramban's pshat in the Maskon of the Gemara, so only the western zone of this Ritzui is Eretz Yisrael. But the eastern zone of this Ritzui is Chutz Loretz. But if we are going to assume that according to Rashi, the price of Hoyo Mahalech Ma'akol Ziv is reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the Ritzui, so then it will follow Mismelei Limayle Vaderech, that not only the western zone of the Ritzui, but even the eastern zone of the Ritzui is also Eretz Yisrael. No, so we cannot say that. Because if Rashi would mean that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so Hoyo Mahalich Me'akol Ziv has reference to someone who walks on the eastern line, on the eastern border of the Ritzoye, so then it means that the Tanna is giving us a simen, not just on a small area, but he's giving us a simen on the limitless terrain at Seif Kol Eilo. So how could the Gemara ask the Kashe at Muye Mitame Mechshid Echod Ritzui? So we have to say that Rashi means according to Maskon of the Gemara, according to Rashi's pshat in the Maskon of the Gemara, so the price of Oyel Hoyel Heilech Mahalich Ma'akol Ziv has reference to someone who walks in the middle of the Ritzui. Oh, so then the question arises, so why does Rashi say at muye mitame mirshi v'chod ritzuye le'asnuch etan simon halo? So how does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, bishleimei ifoyo mahalech me'akol ikziv. Ifoyo mahalech me'akol ikziv has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the ritzuye. Then there is no difficulty. Because then the Tane gives the simen, on the whole terrain, east of that line, at Seif Kol Eilo. So there is no difficulty. But why shouldn't there be a difficulty? It still should be misleading. Because if now the Ramban says, the Gemara's kasha is, now that you say that the Tane of all your Mahalich Ma'akulik Zid has reference to someone who walks here in the middle, in the midpoint, and we know that every derech is misakeim, it gets off the tangent, so it's misleading. But Bishleime, if the Tane has reference to someone who walks here, so then it's all right, because he gives us a clue as to the limitless terrain at Seifkol Eilom, east of that line. But the question is, it could be misleading, even if the Tane has reference to this line, it still could be misleading, because the Ramban assumes that every derech is misaki. There is no straight line. Every derech is misaki. So Rashi Shita is that even if the Tane on the Price and Oles has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border, so it still could be misleading. Because suppose he says, Miminil Mizradar is Meir. And now suppose it goes zigzag like this. So Mele, we couldn't say that the Minil Mizrahadarach is Meir. So the answer is true. If the Tane of the Price in Oles had reference to someone who is walking along the eastern line, so then we understand this, why the Tane, it gives us a clue that might sometimes be misleading. Why? Because after all, it's very important to know, to have a clue as to a limitless terrain. Mashein Kane, if the Tane in the Price and all this has reference to someone who walks in the midst of the Ritzui. So Mele, the clue is only given to a small area, and it involves an element of misleading. So Mele, is it worthwhile? Is it worthwhile to give us a clue that sometimes, even though it's infrequently, very seldom, but sometimes a person might be misled? So Bishleime, if the Tane had reference to someone walks on the eastern line, so it is worthwhile to give us a clue that infrequently might mislead a person because of the advantage that is derived from that clue, in order to know, to have a clue as to the limitless terrain east of that line. But since the Tane is not giving us a clue as to a wide terrain, as to an extensive terrain, just as to a small area, so it would be much better to point out exactly which part of that small area is Eretz Yisrael and which part is Chutz La'aretz, rather than to describe it in terms that infrequently, it might be misleading. So this is what Rashi means. V'yoyiv Tane Simone, asmu yimisam, michshin echod ritzuye. If it had been in a limitless terrain, so it's choshiv, even though it has an element of a misleading element, because of the advantage we get from this clue as to an extensive terrain. But since the Tane has reference to one who walks at the midpoint, and there is an element of misleading, and you'll assume that it's good law, it's an excellent Eretz Yisrael. So is it worthwhile to give a clue as to a small area when there is an element of being misled? There is a remote possibility of sometimes being misled. Bishleime, if the Tane had reference to one who walks on the eastern line, on the eastern border, so then it is worthwhile. This is what Rashi means. V'yoyiv Tane Simone, asmu yimisame, michshiv echod ritzuye, lasnuch et Tane Simone. All right, now. Anyway, so then, So Rashi's pshat is like the Ramban's in final analysis. But anyway, Tesis assumed that Rashi's kasha is, Rashi's pshat in the kasha of the Gemara is, that his small Gitzuye, he has no worth and he doesn't pay to give any simon. So Tesis says, why not? And then, because Shevichayim litan litzayim gulei at Yisrael, veid ma'araye, my raya, my semiraf pope, the omal misrocha shall misilo, hosom yo if crossi mono lishile, ono yi alde misilo. So there he doesn't give a simen as to a small area, it gives a simen as to shile, not to a misilo. Unforish rabbi Shmuel, the lava shinui porich, a la price. It's not, in other words, the kasha of the Gemara is not directed against the bias teretz of Pitzui and Afke, but the kasha of the Gemara is directed against the price in all is. Tikton elim izra derech, lomayr va derech, vichidov omuet, kmoi derech, shayich lebeim abeim, mizrochi im arovei, dabu meima, mimin elim izrech. Why elim izra derech? In other words, leilom ilam idodom li talmidi bloshim tzom. So, if you can minimize in the number of words, why add words? Here he didn't have to say lemizrach haderech. He said lemimine. It says shayach lemim da'av lemim lemimine lemizrach stam, not lemizrach haderech. Umayse min rav popi yoma lemizrocho shal misuro dimaskir mizrach hamisir. There too the posse could have omitted mizrocho shal misir. There too. The posse could have said, "Vayemu in Chag Hashem Shilu Yom Yomim Hashem Tzvim Lordi Beisel." In Mizrocha Hashemesh Hoelim Beisel Shchemu Menegev Lovein. He didn't have to say Mizrocha Hashemesh Lemsilo. We would understand that what does it mean, Mizrocha Hashemesh Hoelim Beisel Shchemu Menegev Lovein. It means Mizrocha Hashemesh Lemsilo, and still the posse puts in the word Mizrocha. In other words, to be more emphatic, to be more articulate. So here too. That's why the Tan of the Braise mentions Lemizrach HaDerech, even though he could have omitted the word Derech. Alright, now, I just want to go over the Gemara, according to Rashi. I mean, not, I don't want to discuss the Gross Girse, because the Gross Girse is the same Girse as the Ramban mentions, not in his own name, in the name of Rabbi Moshe Bar Chisdoi. All right, we'll just proceed with the Gemara just a little bit. Because there is another Shia. Tone Chode, Hamei Biget Bisvino Kimei Bibarat Yisroel, Itani Yidoch Kimei Bibichutz Loretz. So the Gemara assumed that these two prizes have reference to someone who delivers a get that was executed in a Svino in a boat that was traveling in the rivers of Eretz Yisroel. In the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. So, Tanido. Oh, so there seems to be a steer between two prizes. Hamei we get the Svino Rashi. Shenichtav the Svino because of Baitov in the Eretz Yisrael Koma. Kimei we be Eretz Yisrael kill me on the Achia Bosho. We in Tzorach Leim Alu Fonen Echtav. We Tanido kimei we be Chutz Loretz. Shano Oril Itiras Yabosho lechol Tiras Oretz. So, Maravir me yaloi kash, ho Reb Yudah, ho Rabon, ditnam, of a chut loretz, abo bisvino lo oretz, chayev maisa ubishvitz. O Reb Yudah, ei misai bizman shasvino gisheshes, avol in asvino gisheshes poter. Abay oma, ho vi ho Reb Yudah, ve loi kash, kam bizman shein asvino gisheshes, kam bizman shasvino gisheshes. So, Rabbi Yomi says, that the price that says, Hamei v'get b'svino, ki mei v'be'arts Yisroel, has reference to a case of a svino that is not gisheshes. I mean both prices, according to Rabbi Yomi. So both prices have reference to a get that was executed on a boat that was not gisheshes. In the karka beneath the waters in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. Both have reference to a svino, to a get that was executed on a svino that was not gisheshes. But the braise, But we see that according to the Rabbanon of Reb Yehudah, according to Rabbanon of Reb Yehudah, so even if it's not Gisheshe, so it's Chayiv Maaser Shvi'is. So that means it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So the price that says, I may be Gabisvin, or Kim may be Eretz Yisrael, according to the view of the Rabbanon. The price that says that it has a din Kim may be Chutz Loretz, according to the view of Reb Yehudah. And both prices have reference to Yisvin, or that is not Gisheshe. And then Abaye says, both prices accord with Reb Yehudah. But the price that says that HaMeivi Gal Bisvino Ki Meivi Be'Eretz Yisrael has reference to a case where we get that was executed on a boat that was Gisheshes. And the price that says Ki Meivi Mechutz Loretz has reference to the case of a get executed on a boat that is not Gisheshes. Now let's see the Rashi. כי מי ואף שחול כאילו מביא או דרך יבושו ואם צורך לימה לפעול הנכתב ויתן יידוך כי מי וחוץ לאורץ שהנור אין לי תירס יבושו לכל תירס אורץ אוף החוץ לאורץ אבו בסבינו לאורץ וזורו בסבינו וצומחו והספינו של חרסי ונצריך לינוק אם דצרה ששיטה that when is there a distinction between knock-off and chain knock-off only in a pot, in a wooden in a otzicharetz, but if he, so if the otzitz is an otzicharetz, so only if it has a nekev, so then it draws yenike from the karka beneath. But if it has no nekev, it does not draw yenike from the karka beneath. Mashen kein if the otzitz is shel cheres, so even without the nekev, because the cheres has so many pores, so mainly even without the nekev, it's considered as if it is nekuvo. So batzvin shel cheres, it's going okay. So it's always considered nikuvo, without a visible nekev. So it has an invisible nekev. However, as b'maisa v'shvish, anor b'Eretz Yisrael, arim k'Eretz Yisrael, gisheshes b'gasheshes b'karka, shein ha'mayim amukim. Now, here, Teisve says a very strong kashe against this gemara. Ho Reb Yehudah, ho Rabbonon. Or Reb Yehudah, or Rabbonon, Avo Gadika Kois Hamayim Avi Keretz Yisrael, Gore Orchem Mimivlo Yisdilil. Now, Teisus Kashi is, now Mivlo is, so except for Reb Elezer, so everybody agrees that Mivlo is doesn't require before the Nechta. Only Reb Elezer says, now, what does Mavlois mean? Mavlois means either according to one pshat that within the 2,000 amo radius of Eretz Yisrael, or according to another pshat, it's encompassed on three sides by Eretz Yisrael, or as we said in Rashi, on two sides by Eretz Yisrael. But the north of Eretz Yisrael is certainly within the radius of 2,000 amo. It's mamish, the karka beneath. How far is the water from the karka? So according to all pshotim, it should have a din of mavlois. So Teisa says no, it does not have a din of mavlois. So it's gorahor mavlois. Vim teimer. But the second kashi is a very strong kashi. Mayin yin get etzel maister. Or to Amiv get Bali or Be'eretz Yisrael, Yechoshit ki maybe bechutz lo'oretz. Mishim de'ofo, habosho mechutz lo'oretz, pota me'maiseh. Here the Gemara says, according to Reb Yehudah, that if the Svino is not Gisheshes, so it's pota of Tomis Ma'isres, so mele if he get, will be executed on a boat that is not Gisheshes, so it will require v'nechtam. What's the shaykhas? What's the connection? Over there, the important question is does it draw yenike from the karka beneath or not? So if Gisheshes, it draws substantial yenike. If in Gisheshes, it doesn't draw substantial yenike. Vashenke in here, the yenike is not important. Is anybody going to say, that will be absurd, that if a get will be executed on a high floor in Eretz Yisrael, so if you put a pot with soil, with sand, there on high floor, so it doesn't draw yenike from the karka beneath, So mainly it's potter of Tumis of Maisres. So because of that, it would require the Vanachtim, it would be absurd to say that. The answer is, there it's a question of unique, but here's not a question of unique. So what's the shayches of Rabbi Yudas Din? That any gesheches is potter of Tumis of Maisres, mainly it's chayev, it requires before an echtum, before an echtum. So, why? Over there, it's part of Tumis HaMaisa, the quality of beauty, because if you say the Gishesh, it doesn't draw any Yenike. But here, the Noah of Eretz Yisrael, what Mokim is it? It's enclosed within the land that was given to Avraham Avinu, and that is Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu, that was Nirbesh and everything. Let's say in Yam Kineres, if a boat travels on Yam Kineres. So it is within the territory that we are kaming. So why should it require for nechta for nechta? Veimri deloidom dali o karka shetachteo barzri viro ischai b'maiseh ushvis ma sheinkein b'svino. What's the pshat? So the pshat obviously is, it's not the kashim literates. We have to say that, otherwise the Gemara doesn't even make sense. As the Rambam points out, not in respect to this kashim, but the Rambam says it. Agavuch, in the course of the Shachar Mitara. So, as a matter of fact, the Nohores, the Rambam says it in regard to Yam. He doesn't say it in regard to the Nohores. But the same thing we can say in regard to the Nohores. So, in other words, in regard to Yam, the Ramban says, we cannot even consider as to whether it's Kinishmo or it's not Kinishmo. Yam, who lives on the Yam? No one lives in the Yam. He goes on the Yam, to make a certain trip. So in Mele, we cannot even consider whether, as the Gemara asks in regard to Piyaboshe, the Gemara asks, is it Mele or is it not Mele? But in regard to Yam, the Ramban says, this question cannot even be considered whether it's Mire or not Mire. It's neither Mire nor not Mire, because no one lives in the Yam. The same thing is true of Nohores too. So, Nohores is not Shayach to consider the requirement of Vanechtam and the merits of the rationale of the time. Because Nohores is neither Gmire nor any Gmire. It's neither Mitzuyim Likaimi nor any Mitzuyim Likaimi. Nohores is Nohores. It's not the place where you live. So you cannot consider the question, is it Mitzuyim Likaimi or it's not Mitzuyim Likaimi. But since there was a Takone, that now to soil, you don't have to sing for Echtu for Nechta. So then it remains a general thing, that any moke, kavua of Eretz Yisrael, if a get is executed in a moke that is kavua in Eretz Yisrael, so memele, it doesn't require from Echtu for Nechta. But if there is a moke, even though it's Eretz Yisrael, but it's not kavua in Eretz Yisrael, so memele, it does require for Nechtu for Nechtam, not because of its own merits, because it's in the Mitzuyim Likaimi. In the Nor, in the Yam, it's not Shayach to say either Mitzuyim Likaimi or any Mitzuyim Likaimi. It's not Shayach to say Gmire or Loi Gmire. But the question was the get executed in a Mokim Kavua of Eretz Yisrael or in a stationary Mokim of Eretz Yisrael or in a mobile Mokim of Eretz Yisrael? If the get is executed in a fixed Mokim of Eretz Yisrael, so then it comes within that daloche, that only I maybe get mechutz lores has to say for nechta v'nechtam. I maybe get me Eretz Yisrael does not have to say for nechta v'nechtam. But if the Mokim is a Mokim Eretz Yisrael, but only a fleeting Mokim, a mobile Mokim, not a fixed stationary Mokim, so then it required for Nechta for Nechta. So Memele, the Gemara is saying as follows. He said, Hobi Hora Beauty, come Bisman Shein Asvino Gisheshes. Come Bisman Shein Asvino Gisheshes. So in other words, if, let's say, according to Rabbi Yude, if the Svino is Gisheshes, so then it is considered like the Sphino is considered like a Nazi that is stationary, that stands permanently on the Karga Beltesfall, the bomb. If it's Gishesh's. So Mimele, so since it is considered like a stationary mocking, a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for nachta v'nachta. But if it's in the Gesheshes, so the Svino is considered like floating in the mocking of Eretz Yisrael. It's not considered a mocking of Eretz Yisrael, the Svino. It's not considered a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael, the Svino. It just floating through Eretz Yisrael. And the Svino is not considered as a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So, attached to the land. So you require Mufanachtam Mufanachtam, because Mufanachtam is required in any place other than a fixed, stationary mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So if it's Gesheshes, so then it's a fixed mocking. If it's not Gesheshes, it's just fleeting through. It's not an established fixed mokim of Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, yes, it's for Nachman Echta. This is what Abaye says. And then Rabbi Yirmiya says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that only when it's Gesheshes, it draws Yenikin. So that means if it's not Gesheshes, it doesn't even draw Yenikin. If it doesn't draw Yenikin, so it's not a fixed place. But according to Rabbanon, that it draws Yenike, even when it's not Gesheshes, so suppose you'll have, I don't know whether that is possible, everything is possible. Why isn't it possible? Suppose a get will be executed on a merry-go-round. On a merry-go-round in Eretz Yisrael. So will we say just because it... Not a merry-go-round that turns on its axis, so then it doesn't move. But suppose it's the kind of a merry-go-round that, oh, let's say in the car, if you get this executed in the car in Eretz Yisrael, as the car is traveling, is moving. So will it require for Nechtam? Of course not. Because even though the car is moving, it's still considered a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, according to the Rabbanon, that even when the boat is not Gesheshes, it still draws the Yenike. So that means that while it's moving over the waters, and not Gesheshes, doesn't drop against the ground, it's considered attached to the ground, because it gets all the Yenike. So what difference does it make whether it drops against the ground beneath or it doesn't drop? It gets the Yenike from the ground beneath anyway. So it's considered a fixed mocking, according to the Rabbanon. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he doesn't get Yenike if he doesn't drop against the ground. So Mele is considered as a fleeting mocking, not a fixed mocking of Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, it has to say before the Lechtu. All right, just in 5 minutes I want to start the other shit.